News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues on a Friday morning. Riley County Police Department Chief Dennis Butler joining us, and he's also brought along Communications Center Manager Tyler Siefkas, K-Man alum.
Yeah.
You were involved in a lot of things out here there
yeah.
for a while, weren't you?
Started right there in the other room.
Yeah.
Board op for a couple years after Brian Smoller left, took over as sports director for a short time. So got a chance to do some K-State baseball, volleyball, high school sports.
Yeah.
Still love doing that stuff. Yeah. Had a great time. Met my wife.
You did meet your wife here.
I did. Yeah.
She's such a delight. I always adored Bree.
Yeah, Bree, she went back to school and became a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Teaches over at Wamego Middle School now.
Wamego now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Bree.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got, what, two kids?
Yeah, Jordan and Kennedy.
Okay.
All crazy. Right. Loves of my life.
As it should be.
Yes.
And communications is, you know, at the police department, it's just down that totem pole a little ways.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Been there probably a little bit too much lately, but necessary when we've got upgrades to our 911 system and radio system. It's a busy time.
And like we prefaced here just a few minutes ago, this has been a plan that's been on the works here for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's got to be exciting that it's really coming to fruition.
It is. This radio system, just going to an 800 megahertz system, will provide us with some clear audio. Like I mentioned before, good coverage throughout the county for our first responders and our officers. And it's just going to be a big improvement. Technology-wise, it gives us some different capabilities as far as tracking people with portable and mobile radios throughout the county as well on our mapping software. So there's a lot of benefits that are going to come with this radio system.
Do you see that probably the biggest impact area is maybe in the northern part of the county where there's been some holes in communications?
I think that is a problem area, but you don't have to travel outside the city limits even. I mean, we could have an officer we've had officers out in the northeast part of town over here in the neighborhood areas that will key up on their portable radio, and all we get in dispatch is static.
Goodness.
And that's a scary thing when officers are out on calls like domestics, even a traffic stop. We've definitely sent backup officers emerging at times when we just can't get a hold of somebody on the radio.
Time to go back on the phones. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Riley County Police.
Yes, thank you for letting us communicate with you. On the construction of our towers, we lose one tower constructor a week, and you'll have to, as the police unit, you'll have to investigate that debt.
What are you referring to there, sir?
The building of the tower will be so far down the contract line that the county probably won't have financial obligation for that. But we need to construct that contract through the law board so that there is some responsibility of those contractors that put those men at risk on those 300-foot towers.
What's your reference?
We won't have to investigate a death for the towers that are built here.
What's your reference
and
to this
I want
death?
To support you in asking for another area in Aggieville for a police auxiliary unit. And I want to support you in wanting to have that separate room for any kind of meeting. Hopefully nobody in town ever has to come in to your office and report the traffic, you know, the theft of a truck like I did. But they took me in the little room there behind the dispatcher. And that was convenient, and that was nice, and I appreciated that, so we didn't have to sit out in the lobby or anywhere else to make that report. But we also, you know, Aggieville should pay for that. They've cost enough students their college education, and they've cost us enough fees for having our officers out there at midnight when they close, or 3 a.m. when they close the bars down, and have to get everybody separated and sent home. That they owe you that. They owe us that. And by the same token, for your need for more space, as the mall is shutting down, we need to think about moving the city offices and your offices over to the mall so we can have a more readily available, as the mall diminishes, exposure to your offices and the police department and the city offices as taxpayers as the mall diminishes and we lose our sales in there.
All right. Thank you very appreciate much your call. Thank you. Let's go to the next line. You're on K-Man's In Focus. Good morning.
Is your tower man still there?
Our communications guy? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Years ago, 40 years ago or such, there was a tower on Blumont Hill. You had a shack up there, and it served the police department and the Rada County Sheriff. It seemed to do a pretty good job. So that'd be another good place for a tower. You own the property. You don't have to pay anything for that. You own it all. The next thing is, over in the southwest part of the county, your Ogden water tower has about 25 cells on it. You could put a tower on that, and you could boom to probably in Nebraska, the highest point around. Blumont Hill is the highest point in Manhattan if you go up there and look. It's taller than Kay Hill. So look at those two things. It won't cost you anything. Ogden will let you use it. I mean, they're part of the system. I'll hang up, listen to your comment, and thank you very kindly.
A lot of logistics, and I think one of the – securing the tower site – has been one of the greatest challenges for, and I don't know, Pat Collins, I believe, did most of the work up here. But that's been a problematic and a real challenge for a long time. That's been a long process.
Sure. And the thing with this project, you have to consider the amount of equipment, new equipment that are going up on some of these towers. So that's been the kind of the sticking point a couple of times when we've considered certain towers throughout the what will be essentially a microwave ring throughout our county. So I believe all the sites have been selected now and are pretty firm, but we'll pass along the caller's comments to Mr. Collins.
Mm-hmm. What makes this so much better for your department? And let's just talk about dispatch, Riley County Police Dispatch.
Well, at this point, the equipment that we have in the communications center is end of life, coming to, if not already, end of life. So the radio equipment we have in dispatch at this point will get a huge upgrade, first of all. Like I said earlier, it'll give us more capabilities to track our officers and our first responders throughout the county, because every single mobile and portable radio will have GPS with it. So when they push to talk, we will see on a mapping system in dispatch where they are.
Well, that's got to be a huge benefit.
Yeah. And we have that capability now, but it's on separate mapping systems, so each agency has its own. And we don't have that possibility with their portable handheld radios. We only have it with the in-car radios.
When you get into a worst-case scenario where there's an officer that's in a compromising situation, is that that GPS information, can you share that directly to other officers that may be responding to that location?
Yeah, through our computer-aided dispatch system, all the officers and all the dispatchers can see the vehicle locations on the map. Just the vehicle location. You have to consider if you have a traffic stop and an officer has a foot chase, or think about Fake Patty's Day, where we have officers in Aggieville and the neighborhood areas not in vehicles. That's where this upgrade will come in handy with it on the portable radios as well.
So what are the officers packing, and what's in their vehicles?
Right now, VHF radios, which are being upgraded. Some of the vehicles have already received new radios that have multiple band capabilities, so they can do VHF, which our current system is, and 800 megahertz, which we're upgrading to. But yeah, right now we have VHF radios on all the officers, have them as far as the portable radios, and they're on in all our cars.
There had been some talk in the past about being able to consolidate a lot of communications technology with other counties in hopes of, you know, trying to, you know, lower costs overall for everybody. Is that still in discussions, or is that pretty much as everybody moved past that and we all have our own little circuses?
Well, I don't think we've moved past it at all. I think there are some surrounding counties that will be interested in kind of what we're doing as a first step in Riley County, building this new radio system. I would not be surprised at all if other counties joined on to this radio system, and that will be that will have a huge impact for interoperability with, I mean, you think of Pottawatomie County and Riley County sharing Manhattan city limits in some areas, and being able to communicate with one another just from us to Pottawatomie County or K-State. And that's one of the biggest things is K-State, K-State Police, K-State Dispatch will be on this system as well. So we'll be able to communicate with them.
And I would think that that would also apply along I-70 because, you know, you've got Riley and Geary.
Wabunsee
County's all, you know, having I-70 run through there where, you know, there could be some collaboration efforts.
That's correct. Yeah, it's, like I said, we're kind of building the first step of it, and hopefully we get some of those other counties to buy in and join us on our system. It will be just a, it'll make a huge impact for interoperability with all of those areas that we could have a major incident or even just help out, like you said, on I-70 with a bad accident or something like that.
Are there any discussions underway right now or anticipated?
That I don't know. Pat Collins could probably answer that.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones and then we'll take a break. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Director Butler and CCM Tyler Seekus. Good morning. Okay. Apparently they're not one to talk about. So we will go ahead and take that break.
Sounds good.
All right. Director of the Riley County Police Department, Dennis Butler, is here. Tyler Seekus with communications at RCPD. Fascinating discussion this morning. Studio lines open 537-1350 if you have a question or a comment for our guest this morning. Back in a moment.